From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The fate of the 17-year-old policy banning openly gay service members is being decided today in a Saturday session of the Senate. As NPR's David Wellner reports, backers of a bill repealing the so-called Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy believe they have the votes to beat back a filibuster.
It will take 60 senators' votes to limit further debate on the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal and move it to final passage, for which only a simple majority of 51 votes is needed. So today's procedural vote is the one everyone's watching. Connecticut Independent Joe Lieberman is sponsoring the measure, which the House passed Thursday. He says it has to pass in this lame duck session.
Because I'm not so sure it can be repealed next year. And as Secretary Gates keeps saying, if we don't do this legislatively, a court may do it, and that will be very disorderly for our military.
At least four Republican senators say they'll vote to move the repeal measure forward. That would likely be enough to get it past the threat of a filibuster. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Don't Ask, Don't Tell rule is not the only issue on the Senate's agenda. President Obama also wants senators to ratify the new arms treaty with Russia before they leave for the holidays.
Ratifying a treaty like START isn't about winning a victory for an administration or a political party. It's about the safety and security of the United States of America.
Speaking in his weekly address, Mr. Obama warns that failure to ratify the treaty would undercut American leadership. Democrats are expected to back the treaty, but it will need Republican support to reach the necessary two-thirds for ratification. The Pakistani area known as the Khyber Agency remains tense today as relatives bury the dozens of suspected militants killed yesterday in a series of U.S. drone missile strikes. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports that 54 people were killed in three of the attacks, pushing the total number of drone strikes in Pakistan this year to more than 100.
The local administration in Khyber said the cluster of attacks Friday occurred in Tira Valley, a forested mountainous area. Several groups of extremists were said to be targeted, but the greatest loss was sustained by an outfit known as the Lashkar-e-Islam. The group seeks to impose strict Sharia law on Khyber Agency. Local authorities said two important commanders of the group were killed and denied that there were any civilians among the dead. Khyber Agency has seen few drone attacks, and local officials were baffled by the targeting of Mongol Box militants. They are reported to be independent from the Taliban and not named as a source of international militancy. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Iraq's parliament has taken a step toward forming a unity government. Parliament has voted to lift a ban on three Sunni Muslim politicians who'd been kept from running in national elections last March. They were accused of having ties to Saddam Hussein's regime. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is set to name a new cabinet on Monday. And from Washington, this is NPR News. Heavy snow is causing chaos around Europe today. NPR's Philip Reeves says Britain's two busiest airports, Heathrow and Gatwick, have shut down their runways while snow's being cleared.
A new blast of unusually severe wintry weather sweeping across Europe. The skies dumped several more inches of snow on much of Britain this morning, causing chaos on what is traditionally a very busy weekend for shoppers and travellers. Snowploughs are out trying to clear the runways at Heathrow and Gatwick. British Airways has cancelled most of its flights for the next few hours, causing frustration for many travellers, including those using its services to and from the US. This is Britain's most severe winter in decades, and today there are more accounts of the widespread havoc it's causing, of motorists trapped overnight in cars, of hospitals desperate for staff, of road and rail lines buried in snow. There's also disruption elsewhere in Europe. Airports in Germany, France, the Netherlands and Denmark are reporting cancellations and delays. Flip Reeves, NPR News, London.
Heavy snow is also falling in Northern California, but some people are welcoming it. Tim Coey is the owner of China Peak Ski Resort in Lakeshore.
From a selfish perspective, this is fabulous because this base is, we're done for the rest of the year. Now it's all about the surface.
Coey was speaking with KGPE-TV. He says his resort has received up to 2.5 feet in the past 24 hours. It's been snowing so much in upstate New York this month that records are being broken. Syracuse, New York has received more than 70 inches so far, and the National Weather Service says more snow is expected over the next few days. Most of the snow fell during a four-day stretch last week when lake effect storms hit. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.
Support for